You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1409.
Getting involved and starting slow. You know what they say? They say crawl, then walk. Well, I thought it was time to just go into full blast run.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, America's number one podcast for new real estate investors, where finding discounted properties is the most proven path to financial freedom. My name is Brent Daniels, and I am telling you, if I can do it, so can you. So let's get started. It is my absolute pleasure to bring all the way from Miami, Mr. Brandy Pollock to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. Say hello.
Hey there.
Now, Brandy, we've known each other for a long time. We've been doing a lot of work together. You've come to Phoenix. You've spent some time with myself, my team. I mean, and I have just literally seen over the past 18 months an explosion in your business. I mean, you are just absolutely on fire. Not only that, you bring an incredible energy and incredible personality to the wholesaling business. It's really exciting to be interviewing you on the podcast and also picking your brain and seeing what makes you tick, what makes you so special, and how you can share some of the trials and some of the successes with everybody that's listening. So first of all, who are you? Who is Brandy Pollock?
Who is Brandy Pollock? Brandy Pollock is a real estate investor. I've been doing this since 06. I like to say I got my PhD in the School of Hard Knocks. I was a late adapter, so I got in at the wrong time. Probably lost $1 million before I earned a cent in real estate. Cut my teeth fixing and flipping when it was the time to sell and not the time to buy. Basically, as a lot of people have, they took my lumps and just picked myself up from the bootstraps and started.
Incredible. So when you got into real estate, you got in under the passion of flipping. Is that right?
I got in under the passion of following somebody who was going to lead me down a rabbit hole, not understanding what it was. And unfortunately, as I said, I lost a ton. Then I had to restart as a mortgage broker. And I was actually, this was in like 08, 09, we were doing loan modifications. And then I broke in with a niche market in the Haitian market here in South Florida. And I linked up with a realtor who had lost more money than I had. He was getting listings, and I was doing mortgages for guys who had just started doing the fix and flips. And this was probably 09 and 2010.
So you talk about losing a ton in this business before you started really producing a ton of income. So talk to me about that. Like, what happened? Give us this tale of caution.
Terrible. So instead of like getting involved and starting slow, you know what they say? They say crawl, then walk. Well, I thought it was time to just go into full blast run. So instead of buying lower priced homes and cutting my teeth, I had, a mentor at the time who was telling me, let's go for the luxury. So I was buying houses on the water that were $750 at the time, and we thought we were going to resell them for $1.2 million, $1.3 million. Unfortunately, it was end of 2006 going into 2007. And all we could do is spend money on rehabs and definitely not ever sell. I did more foreclosures than I did sales.
Got it. So you got caught. I mean, you literally got caught in the downturn. You got caught economic meltdown.
Right there, buying at the absolute worst time that anybody could ever look to buy. So yeah, my first seven deals that I did all ended up in foreclosure. How you doing?
Oh my gosh.
How you doing?
What was going through your mind then? I mean, how do you pull yourself out of such like a hole?
Well, when you have a family and you have a wife and you have two young children, there is no quit. There is no, well, worry me. It's a matter of, okay, let's get resourceful and let's figure out what needs to be done. And, you know, one step at a time.
So then you became a mortgage.
I got my mortgage license on December 30th, 2006, if you could imagine. going right into the absolute worst time you could ever be involved in real estate. Let me back up a little.
Yeah. So
I was involved in a family business. I did manufacturing, children's wear manufacturing from 94 to 2005. So I was in a completely unrelated business. I had been doing business in Central and South America. I had my own business at the time in Colombia in 2005, and I got held up at gunpoint. So from that point where I got held up at gunpoint in 2005, I literally went back to the factory, told them, take me to the airport, left my business, and completely had to start my life over again at 35.
And then had to restart.
And then had to restart, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then how did you find wholesaling? Did you already know about it, or was this something that...
So basically, I was cutting my teeth as a mortgage broker. Then the realtor who I was involved with, we decided that we were going to do some fix and flips ourselves. I had a mentor of mine who I've learned a ton from, and he was wholesaling, but I really didn't see myself as a wholesaler. So I was getting the lists, I was getting the emails, but I kind of felt that my lane was doing the fix and flips. So come, let's fast forward to 2017, end of 2017, I really had spent no money on marketing up until that time. Everything was a referral from an REO broker. I had relationships. And 2017, I was like, wait a minute, things are drying up. Prices on the MLS, they don't work. So I need to branch out and I need to figure out how to create my own deal flow. So 2018, January, is when I started my wholesale journey.
Yeah, got it. And just for everybody, Brandy mentioned REO. That means real estate owned. That it basically means that the banks own the properties during the downturn. And even a little bit here, kind of sprinkled throughout the market, you're going to see the term REO. It means that it's a bank owned, like somebody gave the property back through foreclosure. So that's just a little bit of clarification there. Right. So it's January 2018. You have real estate experience. You have some really big lumps that you've taken. Right? So what do you do start? I mean, at this point, 2018, do you have a robust savings account? Do you have income coming in that's going to help feed and support your wholesaling business? Like,
yes. Okay. Yeah. So I was doing like 20, 25 fix and flips a year, 16, 17. Going into 18, I had quite a bit of good deals that were still in my pipeline that allowed me to start the wholesaling journey. And basically, 2018 was my year to figure things out. I got associated with a partner. He was my best friend at the time. I have a story about that as well. So we started our business. We ended up doing a mailer. I didn't know anything about cold calling. I didn't really. Everything was new to me. I had no involvement in mastermind the whole time going up to 2018. So we did a mailer and we thought the phones, you send out postcards and they just explode and blow up. Well, little did we know that was not the case. But we get a call. So we send out a mailer, let's say the middle of January.
Okay.
The middle of February, we get our first deal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. First deal was a 65K wholesale.
Oh, my first gosh. Deal. Well, first of all, let's back up. When you said you sent out your first mailers, how many did you send out?
25,000.
And who'd you send it to? What lists?
It was a list. It was a niche list from a company out of Seattle.
Audantic?
Exactly.
It was really interesting, guys. We don't mention it here a lot because it is a very expensive list to get. I think it's something like $15,000 a year to get quarterly updated for this list from Audantic. But they are a data scientist. And they send you a list of the most likely properties to sell at a discount. And then you go after them and you try to get them. Fantastic company, Audantic.com. You can check it out.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, so that was basically our first deal. We got a deal that literally, it was an older woman. It was a second home. We got into the house. We had to work for 4 weeks helping her take the items that she wanted out of the house.
Right.
So we literally were there every weekend for 4 weeks. We purchased the property for $95,000. We wholesaled the property for $165,000. And closing costs, blah, blah, blah. But the guy who we wholesaled it to,
yeah.
He then went and wholesaled it to somebody else for $179,000.
Isn't that crazy? So wait, did you assign it or are you double closing?
We double closed. Okay. The numbers were too big. This was our first deal. We were really intimidated about the whole assignment thing. We figured, oh, we don't want people knowing what we're making, blah, blah, blah. We didn't want her to know. We were really, let's say, novices at the wholesaling game.
Well, and it's really interesting. You know, a lot of people ask me that question, Brandy, and I'm sure you get it a lot in your market, or just people that find out how successful you are. They say, well, at what point do you assign it, and at what point do you double close it or double escrow it because it's so big of a spread, right?
Right. Sure.
$65,000. My answer is always, my cash buyers know that I get big deals. They expect to see that we negotiated very strongly, that we did a very good job, and that these are pretty big deals. So we assign most of our deals. Some of them we want to close and either put on the market, or we want to close just to make it very smooth if there's a lot of family members involved and they want to see us closing the deal and they have an attorney involved. That's fine. Not a problem. But most of the time we assign it. But it's interesting, if you're listening to this for the first time or this is your first few episodes, don't let this like intimidate you. There's a couple different routes that you can take when you get these big, massive, you know, over $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 deals that you can take. I would highly suggest you talk to the title company and see what they're comfortable doing. Not all title companies do double escrows, not all, or closing attorneys or assignments. So make sure that you focus on the title companies and closing attorneys in your market that are familiar, that are doing them every day, and that can help you, help walk you through the process. So you double escrowed that and ended up with $65,000, which is incredible. You must be like, wholesaling is the best thing ever.
Right. And then we figure, okay, well, let's get the phones to keep on ringing. And we send out another mailer. And we're basically sending out a lot of mail and we're getting minimal deals. But the deals that we were getting, they were big deals.
Yep.
So that was a good thing. So let's fast forward. Let's go through the summer. And then I find out about this thing called the Wholesaling Inc. Summit. And found out about it. But before that, I had been listening to the podcast. I found out about Tom. I had heard about you. And I said to myself, I got to go to Asheville to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And I went to Asheville, met you, got involved in the TTP program. And I was like, let's go. Let's hit the ground running.
Not only that, it goes back to your original story of crawl, walk, run. You weren't even running. You were like on a motorcycle when you hit the TTP program. I mean, you just went full bore and went crazy. And all of a sudden, you started just popping deals and sending me texts and sending me pictures of these checks. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. Talk to me about your team now. Talk to me about your strategy now and your different marketing. So let me pull back a second and say, business 2019, how did that end up kind of gross for you?
Okay, so 2019, I looked at as my breaking in year, did 840 in revenue.
840,000.
Yes.
Come on. I love it. Okay. Yeah. So from that, what were your marketing techniques to get to that point?
Okay. So I basically was doing direct mail, but as the year progressed, I got out. I did less and less direct mail.
Yep.
I was doing TTP and I was watching you on one of these videos and you're like, this texting, it's bananas.
Yep.
If anybody here has the means to do it, you got to get involved in texting. And you had mentioned this service called Sherpa.
Yep.
So I jumped right into Sherpa and we did our first deal. I think I got into Sherpa in May of 2019. And our first deal that we got, we closed the beginning of July and it was a 35K assignment.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So right now you call, you text, do you do any mail?
I do as minimal. I don't do much of mail at all. No, I can't because like I just sent a niche. I do stacking lists.
Yep.
So I had nine stack lists, I call it. So anybody who was on nine separate lists, I sent out 10,000 some odd postcards and I got one deal.
Yep.
So it's not for me anymore. I just can't throw the money. It's crazy. So in December, I was listening to a Facebook Live and one of your guys in Arizona, Carlos Reyes, was doing a Facebook Live. He was just answering questions for people and he was just talking about leveraging and about literally, are you getting to the potential that you see in yourself? And I said to myself, I have this means, I have TTP, I have Sherpa, but I don't know if I'm really getting it as much as I could. So at that point I said, okay, it's time to leverage. So right now the business is basically calling, and texting. I have a team of 4 texters. We're sending out 10,000 outbound messages a day.
Yep.
And it's happening. It's, yeah. We're getting deals.
Awesome. Plenty. Awesome. And yeah. You're in a couple different markets, right?
Yeah. So I'm in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. I have a boots on the ground. I have a good friend of mine who's in Texas. So we're in Austin and San Antonio doing minimal deals there. But we've also, because of the texting, you know, you can only get so much data in one certain market. So now we're texting in Tampa and Orlando as well.
Awesome. And where are you getting your data from? Where are you getting your numbers?
So you did another video and you were talking about this company, PropStream. So I went deep into PropStream and I'm not really working with Audantic anymore. I'm doing more PropStream and ListSource.
Awesome. That's your list. And where are you getting your phone numbers from?
Phone numbers I'm getting. I was doing with Batch. I then got out. I was doing with Sherpa. And now I'm back with Batch Skip Tracing.
Right. Yeah. I hear that a lot. I really do. Guys, if you Batch Skip Tracing, if you use the TTP code, you get it at 18 cents, just a little coupon there. But excellent. So you are going crazy. You're sending out a ton of messages. You're making a ton of calls. There's a ton of proactive activities. Will you tell them what that thing, because you sent it to me. I've got it here in the office. Well, can you tell them the 4 D's there that you've got on your wall and kind of spin around for? Hey, guys, if you are listening to this, you can watch this also at Brent Daniels Real Estate on YouTube. Definitely check that out. You can also go to talktopeople.com. It's the hub for everything. So you can definitely check it out there too.
Right. So let me flip my screen.
Yep.
You see that?
Yep.
Okay. So right after I saw you in Asheville, I flew out to you. I came to you, I think, the 1st of December, and you were talking to me about this guy, Dan Sullivan, and about all these, you know, the way he was thinking and a book that you had read. So we discussed the 4 C's being commitment, courage, competence, and confidence.
Yeah.
And it made such a mark on me that I decided to make posters of it and I put it on my wall.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing there is the whole idea between those 4 C's is it's progressive. So you got to have the commitment first, right? You know what I mean? And you go, and Dan Sullivan really breaks this down. He's a master at business planning. And then you got to have the courage. And then you got to have confidence. And then the confidence. So it's all those things. You look at a goal and you say, okay, do I really want to achieve this goal? Yes, I'm committed. Okay. Now you're committed. You're doing, you're taking the action. The action is the courage part. Now, because of the action, you're getting educated. And that's the competence part. And now you've got the confidence. It's a filter. It's literally like a funnel of getting to your goal. I think it's so brilliant. And I love that you sent me that big one and you've got it on your wall there. That's absolutely excellent. Sure. Let's break down a deal. I've got this bell. It is hot. It wants to ring. Let's talk about a deal you want to talk about.
Okay. So based on of the list was PropStream, multifamily owner out of state.
Okay.
So we reached this guy in New York. He had a property here literally 2 miles from my office. And we originally got to him through one of our callers. We have 3 callers in the Philippines who are calling right now, 8 hours a day each. I know 4 hours is the number. That's the number that you preached. And I agree with it because people definitely, they lose their stamina after the 4 hours. So don't go against what Brent tells you. He knows his stuff. So got this lead. And from that point, my acquisitions guy jumped in. And then, like I said, I broke into the market in the Haitian community. This guy happened to be, he was a Haitian American. He lived in New York. He hadn't been down here in years. And I, you know, when you're dealing over the phone, you don't know exactly what it is. So we looked on public record, it showed it was a 2-1. Okay. So I was giving him value.
2-bedroom, 1-bath.
2-bedroom, 1-bath. Exactly. Yeah. I was giving him offers based on the 2-bedroom, 1-bath. After I got involved and I spoke to him more, basically, it was 2 living units and it was legal. So there were 2 electrical meters. I went over to the house and the house was actually, it was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, an efficiency, and a separate 1-bedroom, 1-bath in the back.
Awesome.
So the numbers that I was giving him were only based on the 2-1. And we literally, at the end of the day, the cost of acquisition was $145. It had an open permit. I actually got the permit closed because I wanted to be able to sell it to my end buyer, clean title. And we assigned the deal for $185.
So you made 40?
Actually, call it, there was some closing costs, call it 38 because I paid a guy 4,900. So 38K.
Okay. So just to recap, you got this as an absentee owner list on PropStream. Guys, you can get access to PropStream at ttpdata.com, ttpdata.com. You can pull 10,000. I know that you've got the big account, but you can pull 10,000 addresses from TTP data for $97. It's powered by PropStream. It's phenomenal.
Can't beat it.
You cannot beat it. You literally cannot beat it. So absentee owner list, you cold called them, you got them on the phone, and well, what was the timeline? How fast did it take?
It took from the moment we made our first initial conversation to close less than 50 days.
50 days. Day one to 50 days, you got 38,000 in your account. Here we go.
All right. Love it. Love the victory bell.
I love it. That's incredible. Yeah. And you keep rolling, man. You keep growing your team. You keep doing the right things.
Trying. So right now, let me look at my board. Right now, we have 15 deals in escrow.
Awesome.
15 deals in escrow, six fix and flips that are in process. Just trying to lock up more deals daily.
It's a beautiful business.
I love it, especially when you cut your teeth and you really get involved. Like I said to you, I took the action to go to Asheville to meet you. Everything that I've been able to follow you with and all the information that you've given, it's just been a wealth of absolute knowledge. Watching you on YouTube, watching you on your Facebook, it's incredible. Anybody out there who's not following and not listening to you, they are not understanding that the content that you're giving them, if you listen, it works.
Well, it only works if you work.
Right?
You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing. You took it and ran. I mean, you were at my office, what, about 2 months later in Phoenix, like being surrounded, seeing the whole plan, and then you just implemented and went absolutely bananas with it. So you're incredible. I mean, $840,000 in a year. I mean, that's just crazy. And the best part is you get to keep a lot of that. You get to keep most of that because you're not spending a tremendous amount of money on marketing.
Exactly. I realized that the expense that I was putting into the direct mail, in, you know, there's a lot of markets out there that it works for. And I know that it's something that Wholesaling Inc. pushes because they're markets that it works. Unfortunately, in my ultra competitive market, which I think your Phoenix market is the same, it's too tough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I love this question. I give you $500, Brandy, right? I drop you in the middle of nowhere in a market you have no buyers, you have no foot. I mean, you don't know anything about values. What do you do to get your first deal?
First of all, I'm going to rent a car and I'm going to go and get that turd list. I'm going to go drive for dollars. I'm going to get into areas, see what houses look exactly what we need to be able to find out if they're available and go and spend that money. So the $500 is going to be spent on gas, a rent a car, and skip tracing.
Love it. Love it. Would you use the Deal Machine app?
I would use Deal Machine for sure.
Yeah. Deal Machine app, TTP code there, guys. You get it. It's the biggest discount for the tribe members. It's $9 off a month. It's the biggest discount out there. So definitely put in the TTP code there. So you're going to Deal Machine, you're going to get the Drive for Dollars list, and you're going to call them.
That's it. I'm going to call them and I'm going to get a deal or two at least.
It's that I'm telling you, that is how you get going. That's less than $500. You're rocking and rolling. Because you're being proactive, you're going to have the opportunity to have a quality conversation with distressed property owners, which is the name of the game. That is the only question at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year that I ask myself, my team, is did we have enough quality conversations with distressed property owners to hit our financial goals? That's it.
That's it.
Everything else is fluff.
Right. As long as you're talking to people and you're jumping into conversations and you're pulling out their motivations, you're understanding their reason for selling, what their motivation is, what their timeline, as long as you're talking to people, you're going to get the information that you need in order to be able to build the rapport that's necessary and make deals.
Love it. Brandy, you are the best. How do people get a hold of you? How do people, if people want to reach out or if people want to network with you in your markets?
So I'm on Facebook as Brandy Pollock, and then I have a very small Instagram. I know I got to start it, but there's at Brandy Pollock, one word. B-R-A-N-D-Y-P-O-L-L-A-C-K.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the interview. Thank you for being on here. Thank you for sharing so much value. Guys, listen, Brandy went from foreclosures to $840,000 last year. Like, if he could do it, you could do it, right?
100%.
Right.
It's all about taking massive, imperfect action.
That's it. Don't just listen to this. Don't just watch this. Don't just consume this. Use this as your action item list. Use this as instruction to go out there right now, today, and go find a deal. Because listen to me, I am telling you this, and I believe this in my heart. There are people in your community, in your neighborhoods that need your help. They cannot take care of their properties. They don't know where to turn. They need you to enter their lives and help them. You need to solve their problems. This is the most unbelievable business to be able to really solve the big problems out there in the market. The market needs you. So go out there and talk to people today. And if you are interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, to be around guys like Brandy, to be mentored personally by me, go to wholesalinginc.com. It's wholesalinginc.com. Check it out. Check out the testimonials. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. I look forward to working with you. That's it. Brandy, thank you. Thank you so much for being on here. Everybody out there listening and watching, I love you. And as always, I encourage you to talk to people. Till next time. See ya.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.